excited about that win as I've seen him in a long time. How big is that one?
It's huge. You know, we had a lot of parts of the game that we didn't like, and to show that resiliency to fight until the last, till a buzzer, you know, shows a lot about this group, and you know, we needed that one.
What did this game feel like to you personally?
It felt good. You know, to win a game like that with that excitement, and you know, the comeback we had with a, you know, shorthanded goal, it it feels awesome. You know, it just shows that we battled so hard, and we battled right to the end, and that was, you know, that was top to bottom, you know, first line to fourth line. You know, it was an awesome feeling.
It felt from the outside there was maybe some frustration. You guys had been getting chances, you had been getting shots in the games leading up to this. Puck wasn't necessarily going in. What did this team do to itself to be poised to come back in that game when it looked like it was just more of the same?
You know, it all has to do with our captain. He's the guy that gets us going. He's the guy that shows what it takes, you know, blocking a shot, making a hit, taking a hit, getting on the forecheck, whatever it is. You know, it all starts with him, and you know, he gets us going, and this win is you know, a lot because of his leadership. Yeah, you know, Mizey made a good play, beat the first guy. You know, Ovi looked a little flat-footed, so I thought I'd try him, and he's a big dude, so trying to get around him is tough. And you know, looked in the back of my you know, looked to my right and saw Mizey driving down the seam, and a great you know, great awareness by him.
We had to show a little bit of patience. Like, a lot of guys might have just fired that right away, but you cradled it and made sure you had an opening.
Yeah, you know, that was a lot of hard work. You know, Wheels gets on the forecheck. You know, make sure Carlson doesn't get a clean pass. You know, I get on it. Frenchie gets on the puck, gets a shot, and gets us a little bit of a setup. And from there, we you know, I was happy to be the one putting it in.
Mark, you guys had a game earlier this year where it was a similar situation. You'd taken a penalty, you pulled the goaltender, and it was 5-on-5, and it looked like you had the extra man. I don't know if you remember which one I'm talking about, but this is, you guys have shown the ability to really be able to apply a lot of pressure at the end of the game. What's the mindset behind that that allows you to do that?
It's guys getting on the forecheck. It's guys, you know, being relentless on that puck, not letting them make an easy play. You know, that's a big one. And, you know, that's exactly what happened on that goal. We battled. We had to work hard to get that puck back. And once we did, you know, we got open for each other. And that's how it happens.
Feeling like you had your timing back was the best you felt?
Yeah. You know, obviously every game I'm feeling better, every shift I'm feeling better, and you know, when you're playing with a guy like Wheels, it makes it pretty easy. He's pretty consistent for you. He's making the right reads and the right plays over and over, and it makes it easy for me to get my timing back. And you know, obviously Maddie did a good job, and then KC did a really good job as well. So you know, it's obviously really nice having line mates like that. It's easier to get that timing and get that good feeling back. So definitely very happy with this one.
Blake Sadia on the way off the ice.
He just said that was awesome. you know, there's no other words. He's you know, he's one of my best friends on the team, and for us to score like that and get that win, you know, like I said before, you know, it all stems from him. It all stems from what he does for this team, and you know, I'm a guy that likes to follow a guy like that, and he gets this room going.